You're listening to The Business Hub here on Straight Extra. I'm Lisa North and I'm joined in the studio by Neil Richards-Smith from NCI Insurance.
Welcome. Hi, Lisa.
Welcome to the show, Neil. Hello. So first of all, Neil, just tell us a little bit more about NCI Insurance.
Yeah, we're an insurance broker based in Harrogate. We started off in Harrogate quite a while ago, about 16 years ago nearly now, with the slowest overnight success in Yorkshire. And we transact mainly personal lines insurance, so the insurance that you or I might buy, pet insurance, motor insurance, home insurance. And we also do a specialist breakdown insurance as well. So a bit like sort of Green Flag, but a little bit smaller. So if you break down, we'll recover you as well. So those are our main products. We do other little products as well, but those are our main ones.
Okay, and so how long have you been here in Harrogate then?
Well, the business was formed in 2000. It started off in a converted loft in my house on St Winifred's Avenue West. For those of you who don't know that area, we were right opposite the co-op. We basically, the first job on the agenda for the company was to convert what was a normal loft into an office space to save on money as we were setting up. So that was our first job. We did it in a week, put a staircase in and everything, put Velux windows in, and that became our base for our office. We were there probably, I don't know, about 12 months, 14 months, something like that. And then we eventually moved on. And we've now got on Victoria Avenue the top two floors of office space. And I think we employ about 96 people at the moment. So from 2 to 96. Like I say, it hasn't been a particularly speedy journey, but it's been a nice steady one and we've enjoyed it along the way.
And so tell me a little bit about what it's like to work in your office. Is there quite a family feel to the business?
Yeah, it's a good. It's one of those things where we want a family feel, but without all the arguments. So we try and have a very professional atmosphere, but also a friendly, family orientated one. We've got a sports and social club. We try and do regular events. I think we raised about £22,000 for charity last year, but we try and do it so we do it together. So it's a charitable event. It may be a local run. It may be a children in need where all the directors dressed up as ladies and serve tea and coffee and cakes to the staff for a contribution. We do lots of different things and trying to make those events, but also do it for a good cause as well.
So I understand that you're recruiting at the moment, Neil, or you're looking to start.
Yeah, we're on a little bit of an expansion programme at the moment. Certain parts of our business we want to do a lot more of, which is pet insurance breakdown, and we're looking for new people in there. And the problem we have is, and I do it myself, or historically have done it myself, is insurance isn't the sexiest sort of business. And what I generally start a conversation when somebody says, well, what do you do for a living, Neil? I start apologising and say, I'm really sorry, it's really boring, it's in insurance. But then it sort of dawned on me probably about 18 months ago, well, actually, is it boring? Because insurance is a big part of our economy. We've got the biggest insurance organisation in the world in Lloyd's of London and one of the oldest in the world. And then I sort of looked a little bit more at our own company. For example, our breakdown. In the last 12 months, we know that we've rescued at least, because you never know exactly how many passengers in a vehicle, but at least 27,000 people from the roadside. So your breakdown is very stressful. It's also quite dangerous if you're on a motorway with vehicles hurtling past. So we've got a 24-hour call centre. We really care about our customers, and we've made sure they get the right information to make sure they're safe. We made sure that they get recovered as quickly as possible, and they either get home or onto the original destination, whatever it may be. And that's quite a big thing for us, you know, that customer service and making sure we look after them. They're safe, they get the service they want. And that's in the UK. There's also people abroad, because we do foreign cover as well. So if you're on your holidays abroad and you break down, you don't know the language necessarily, you don't know exactly where you are. So we also do that service abroad as well. And we can put you up in a hotel, we can arrange to let family know you've been delayed, all these different things. So that's probably what I should be focusing on, not the fact that it's insurance. Likewise on our pet policies, we know that in the last 3 years we've helped 10,500 pets get better if they've been ill or if they've been involved in an accident. And not only helping the pets, but we've also helped the owners as well, because it can be a really emotional time. We all know how much we love our pets. And sort of, I'll never forget, it's one of the proudest moments I've ever had with the business, is I was going through the corridor on the way downstairs and there was a customer talking to Rachel, one of our claims handlers, and it was obviously her pet was seriously ill and she was getting really upset, and it was so nice because Rachel just put her arm around her and gave her a hug And you can tell that this woman really appreciated that. Now, I'm not saying that every customer gets a hug, but it was just nice to see that level of care and that level of service. So I've sort of changed my attitude a little bit about the boring insurance and actually say, well, what do we do for a living? We help people. And hopefully, sort of by explaining that and talking to potential new recruits about that, then they can maybe really get into the customer service side and helping side of our business rather than, well, we collect premiums in and we pay claims out. It's nowhere near as simple as that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, you know, and it's something that we all have. We all turn to it in times of crisis. Look at all the flooding.
The floods, exactly. You know, exactly. Without insurance, what would you do? You wouldn't want to own a home for a start because of the danger of something like that happening. Would you want to own an expensive car? So it actually allows us to spend money on property, on cars, on pets, and be confident that if something does go wrong, then there's help at hand, both financially and emotionally.
And also you're there as well, the customer service side of it is just offering advice as well and just explaining, yeah, you know, about the technicalities of it.
Exactly, yeah, making sure you bought the right policy. Is it what you need? Is it what you can afford? You know, it's a well-regulated industry, but we really agree with that. It should be. There's lots can go wrong with insurance if you don't buy the right policy, you don't keep up with your premium. So we make sure that the clients are getting the best possible advice when they buy it and the best possible service if they need to make a claim.
Right, so encouraging people to think about insurance as a career. Yeah. Is it a good career then, Neil? Sell it to us.
It is a really good career. I mean, I didn't plan on going into insurance. It happened quite a while ago. I've been in it probably no longer than I care to remember, but over 25 years. But I've had some really good fun. I met some fantastic people on the way. Setting up NCI, you know, all those years ago, we've still got a lot of people involved that were involved from a very, very early age. For instance, Joyce was our bookkeeper when we first started. 2 hours a week she worked for us. She's been with us for 15 years and now is our full-time finance manager. So, you know, we must be doing something right as far as an employer goes. Laura Ratcliffe came straight out of school. Laura's currently on maternity leave, but is working her way back to work with us. So we've seen Laura get married, have children, and she's been with us 14 years now. I didn't make sure I get my maths right, otherwise Laura will be straight on to me. Ben started as a salesman, working on the phones. He's been with us 15 years, he's now our sales manager. Gary, who's now an analyst for us, looking at premiums and claims loss ratios and all stats, he likes his stats. He was originally a chef, got bored with being a chef, joined us, worked his way up through being on the phones and customer service and sales, and then eventually got into audit and then analytics. So he's no longer a chef. So he goes home and he cooks for Kirsty. Kirsty's our HR manager. Kirsty started with us over 10 years ago, working part-time while she was studying to be a teacher at university. Teaching wasn't for Kirsty, so all the way through she carried on working for us, and then when she'd passed a degree in teaching, she decided she wanted to stay with NCI, and she's now our HR manager, and she's also Gary's fiancée. So we tend to look after people and tend to try and make sure there's progression for them, and I think that's important. There's always new challenges. We're expanding, so there's always more people joining the team. We are a little bit like a bigger company in that we've got levels that you can achieve. So you start off at 1, you can go up to 7. There's certain things you have to do in between time, so that gives you a goal and a target, and with each new level comes an increased salary, so you can see what you have to do, and when you've done that you'll get the salary for it. So there's nothing hidden. We bonus people as well, so if you're doing a good job you get additional bonuses for it. So we try and really generate a good atmosphere, lots of training. I think currently just over 10% of our workforce is doing a modern apprenticeship. We've got our own NCI Academy in development, so we'll make sure you get well trained. We put people through their accounts. I think Michelle started off as a claims handler. She's now working towards a qualification as an accountant, and she works in our finance department. So we do invest quite heavily in people and make sure they've got the tools to progress with the company. And then, as you can see, quite a lot of them stay with us. So it's a good place to work. Really good fun.
And interesting that the people have trained to do other jobs and then, you know, come to it for you and develop that way. Yeah. So what if you know, and people you mentioned there didn't necessarily have any background or training in insurance, but what skills do you think, you know, you're looking for? What kinds of people do you think?
We need salespeople because we're expanding and we're selling more. So I'd like people that have got an inkling for sales. So it doesn't have to be that you've sold insurance, but if you've sold other product, then that you've got that sales spark, and that's probably more important than the technical knowledge on insurance, because we can give you the technical knowledge, we can't give you the sales spark. So that's important. Also on customer service, if you've been in a role where you've offered great customer service, that could be working in a clothes shop, it could be working in a restaurant, but if you've got a desire to give good customer service, then we can teach you the insurance aspect of it as well. But also, if you have been in insurance, and I know there's one or two companies lately in Harrogate that have been making people redundant, and we've taken people on that have been made redundant, then there probably is a position for you in NCI. We're a 24-hour claim service, so if you're a night owl, we may have a job for you as well. If you like to work shifts, the variety of shifts, we can do that for you as well. So there's lots of jobs at the moment available. I think we've currently got 9 or 10 posts that we're looking to fill. But what I would say is, even if you're not looking now, but you're interested, get in touch with us, and then we'll keep you informed of what is available, keep talking to you, and try and build up a rapport, so when you are ready and there's a role available for you, you're already confident that you can come to NCI and be happy there.
And if people want to find out a little bit more, should they get in touch with you guys?
Probably the best person would be Kirsty. So Kirsty's available. Probably best to ring our central number, because she's in HR, she spends a lot of time in meetings talking to people, and a lot of time out of the office meeting other people as well. So if you call us on 01423 504689, you'll get through to our switchboard. They will be able to take a message or put you through to Kirsty. So she's probably the best one to speak to. But you can also look online at nciline.co.uk. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a careers tab. Just follow the careers tab. It'll tell you what's available and give you Kirsty's email address as well.